Immediately the gypsies fan out. The dogs sniff the ground, confused. Mrs. Nightwing sent me to the chapel for a hymnal, I explain.
Alone?
Kartik's eyebrows arch. I nod. In the chapel, the windows came alive, I whisper. They warned me not to go into the woods.
The windows warned you?
Kartik repeats slowly, and I am aware that I sound mad. For all I know, I am. The angel, the one with the gorgon's head, it came alive, warned me. The woods be not safe, and that's not all. He said something about a sacrifice. If you be sacrificed in the Winterlands, the magic falls to them, and all is lost. Kartik chews his lips, thinking.
Are you certain it wasn't a vision?
I don't think it was. And then, on the path, I saw those men, and they seemed like spectres. They said they had come for me. A sudden, startled cry rings out from the gypsy camp. It's followed by more shouts.
Stay here,
Kartik instructs. There isn't a prayer that I will stay here alone. I'm right on his heels. With each footfall, the angel's voice rumbles through me. The woods be not safe. The camp is in chaos. Screams, curses, men shouts. There are no spirits here. It is Mr. Miller and his men. They pull the women from the tents and ransack the wagons, stuffing their pockets with whatever they find. When the women try to protect what is theirs, Mr. Miller's men threaten them with torches. One woman rushes a slightly built thug, beating him with her fists until she is struck across the face by another. The dogs are loosed. They attack one of the men, knocking him to the ground, where he screams and cowers. Daggers are drawn. Inspector Kent has come to call at Spence. I'll run for him, I say. But when I think of the unquiet woods, where ghostly figures seem to wait, my feet are like lead. I hesitate, and in that moment, Mr. Miller raises his pistol and fires two shots into the air.
Right. Who wants lead in his belly? I want to know where my missing men are.
He takes aim at one of the gypsy men. There is no time for the inspector. Something must be done at once. Stop! I shout. Mr. Miller cups his hand over his brow, peering into the dark.
Who said that?
I did, I say, stepping forward. Mr. Miller breaks into a huge grin and a big cackle.
You? Aren't you one of them Spence girls? What are you going to do then? Pour me tea?
Inspector Kent of Scotland Yard has called upon us this evening, I say, hoping I sound much surer of myself than I feel. My insides have gone to jelly. If you do not leave at once, I shall send for him. In fact, he may very well be on his way now.
You're not going anywhere.
Miller nods, and two of his men come for me. Kartik steps between us. He gets off a solid punch to each of them, but another joins the fray. He is outnumbered. He is hit hard across the mouth, his lip bloodied.
Stop!
I growl. Mr. Miller's feral grin returns.
I told Mrs. Nightwing them dirty gypsies would sully her girls. Guess I was right.
I hate him for that. I wish I could show him how much. And at once, the magic eats through me with a terrible velocity. I am inside Mr. Miller's head, an unwelcome guest. I know what you fear, Mr. Miller, what you desire. Mr. Miller whips around wildly.
Who said that? Which one of you?
These woods know your secrets, Mr. Miller. I know them too. You like to hurt things. You like it very much.
Show yourself!
Mr. Miller's voice is raw with fear. You drowned a kitten once. It struggled and scratched for its tiny life, and you squeezed harder. You squeezed till it hung limp in your hands.
Don't you hear that?
Mr. Miller screams at his men. They regard him as one would a madman, for they hear nothing. Retribution rumbles over my soul. I make the wind gather force. It rattles the leaves, and Mr. Miller sets off running, his men chasing after, all thoughts of revenge abandoned for now. The magic calms, and I fall to my knees, gasping. The gypsies regard me warily, as if I was something to be feared.